At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour today of the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes. The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. That's mbusa.com/EQE. Well, so far, Mike, so far, so good. I've not hit any kind of Twitter limit. I'm able to see exactly when, because if Damian Lillard or James Harden wind up with new teams, I want to be able to not hit my limit. I want to be able to know this right away. So far, it's been going okay, but every time I hit scroll, I wonder if something's going to happen. I get so nervous, Mike.
Well, the bigger thing, I mean, beyond the sports stories is, I mean, I need to know what the secret songs were and how people reacted to them on the Taylor Swift tour. I mean, it just doesn't work without that for me.
Mm. Well, because you get a bunch of tweets on that, and then you're done. You can't figure it out.
Yeah, but that's I now have to figure out what outfit to wear for the Eras tour when it hits Los Angeles. So, you know, that works, and then we play the long game. The waiting game is a terrible thing, of course, when we want our NBA news now, especially with the number of guys we Photoshop into different uniforms. And for you, I think you've now tried to will everybody to the Knicks. You can't have the vortex, like that force and energy you going. It's everybody else is going to get sucked up into that,
now,
including James Harden.
Wait a minute. No. You got to say, I've tried to will everybody there except James Harden.
No, the problem is, though, if you're putting out that much energy, he's just going to get pulled in by the beard no matter what you do.
It's science, Jason.
Science.
No, it's not science. What do you got, Frostberg?
I was going to say, you got to leave all that Twitter stuff. Stay off of Twitter so that you can have as much room as you need for when James Harden does land on the Knicks.
that's when I delete the app.
So you and Frank, your buddy there, can start putting up all sorts of tweets of how it's now going to ruin the franchise. We were on the comeback. We were ready.
How do I delete apps? There we go. Delete James Harden.
A couple of big efforts from the Mets to start July, and you're going to start yelling their back.
Yeah, you've got every day in possible room known to man for when James Harden does go there, man.
Stop. That's not happening. They're not getting James Harden.
Oh, he'll look glorious in that uniform.
No. I keep saying no. No.
James, which club and pizza place are your favorites here in New York?
James, come to the Clippers, where we can, because I really want to see how Harden and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. I want to see how they all coexist. I want to see that. I mean, that, come on, that's where everybody wins. Don't go,
well,
the Knicks are worried about winning now. Come on, man. I mean, the Clippers want to put on a show.
Yeah,
the Knicks are worried about winning. Let them worry about winning.
But see, that's the hard part of this for me with those two teams in the mix, and I'm speaking hard into the Knicks into existence here.
Stop.
But just for the sake of this argument, him going to the Knicks is a win for us, for our show, normally 7 to 11 p.m. Across the great Fox Sports Radio network, the iHeartRadio app. You take us with you wherever you're going on this holiday weekend. It would be delicious theater for me, especially once the Jets start melting down and you're trying to look forward to Knicks season and then James Harden's waving at you. That would be great for us, great theater. For the us living in and working out of Los Angeles, yes, that Clippers scenario that you put together. All right, which two are playing tonight? Do they draw lots?
No.
I mean, are they playing rock, paper, scissors in the locker room? All right, who's up tonight?
We have enough content. We have enough. You and I have enough content. James Harden, we can have fun with James Harden. It doesn't need to be with the Knicks.
But that personal angst, the highs, the lows, ride the lightning, ride that roller coaster, all of those things.
That's
what we do better than anyone. So
ride the lightning and roller coasters in LA with Harden. We'll do it there. We're not gonna do it in New York. I'm not. And I don't know why anybody thinks they should go get James Harden. Nobody is James Harden away from winning a championship.
Next.
Even stop it, Frostberg. Even in his heyday, there were still boy, can Harden lead you? Because what would always happen when Harden was the one?
Well, he was tripping over his tongue because he played many a weary minute.
He would
try to get you
great,
there.
And then when it would get to the end of a big playoff game, Harden would get tired and the team would lose.
Well, maybe your team would be good enough that he wouldn't have to carry such a heavy load. Offensively, defensively. So then maybe in the playoffs, he's there for you. How about that?
No, so now Harden's not a one. So he goes to the Nets where, we got a big three. We're going to win. We're going to win championships. And I told you they wouldn't make it 50 games, and they didn't. And then it was, maybe we got to get rid of James Harden. Harden goes to the Sixers. Well, hey, it doesn't need to be the one. He was one of the big three there. Now he just needs to be the 1A to Joel Embiid, and we're going to win. And again, the Sixers can't get out of the second round of the playoffs. And James Harden had a couple of big games, but that's who he is. One out of every four games James Harden had, hey, that's a big game. But you know what? There's other guys that have one out of every four. Emmanuel Quickley has one big game out of every four. He comes off the bench and plays 25 minutes for the Knicks. James Harden is not who he was. And teams, don't look at the back of his basketball card or go on basketballreference.com and go, boy, be great to get James Harden, man. Look at what he's done over the course. Was great. No, you're getting a guy who is kind of just a guy. And I get that he shot pretty well from deep last year, but he scored 21 a game. 21 a game. And there's lots of guys that can do that. And you want James Harden to be dynamic and affecting the team every time he goes down the floor. And he's not that player. I mean, how much more evidence do you need to see that, if you're trying to win a championship, there's better options out there than James Harden? I'm just going by the facts and what I've seen for the past 10-plus years.
I'm just telling you, buddy, that in the right circumstance, the Knicks, perhaps it's time that he breaks through.
It's not, no.
Now, I'm just kidding. You also have to facilitate a deal, and the Sixers aren't going to give him away.
No, and we're not.
Jalen
I'm not going to facilitate
on the Sixers
a deal.
Is going to be nice.
Oh, Frostberg, you really want me to key your car on the way out? You really want me to key? I'm just going to key your car and just write Brunson on the side of it.
Because we keep talking, and obviously it's a human business, like all of this. Everything we talk about, remember, at the core of it is people that have to feel like they're wanted, respected, loved, like everybody does in their homes, in their relationships, and in their own workplaces. NBA players are no different. And Joel Embiid, if you give Harden away and just send him off, he's looking around going, wait, what's going on here? I trusted the process. I was the process. Maybe he starts yelling, I am the process. I don't know. But he's going to look around saying, all right, what do I got? You're not going to trade Tobias Harris, but Harden's gone. We didn't really work out the whole Simmons thing, all of this. And do I want to be here anymore? So, I mean, part of it is trying to keep him happy in the process.
Oh, well, if you want to get Embiid to the Knicks, that I'm down for. I mean, if you want that to happen,
No. You get Harden, you don't get Embiid.
No. I'd rather have Embiid, though.
Well, I think anybody given with cognitive reasoning skills above the level of a 6-month-old is getting you there.
Here you go. Take Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett. That'll make the money work for Joel Embiid. It'll be absolutely fine. It'll be work. Now, if you change James Harden to Damian Lillard, that's different, right? And that's why Lillard has this aura about him, because he's the one guy in free agency so far that will sign with a new team and take them from contender to favorite. Nobody else has done that. And that's what people are forgetting about free agency so far, is that we've seen a lot of big deals signed, a lot of big names, but has any signing happened that makes you go, wow, that right there, that makes them way different than they were, and that makes them an absolute title favorite. They can dethrone the Nuggets. That's how good they are. We haven't had that yet. Because no one has changed teams. The guys
is it the Pacers taking Brown away from the Nuggets?
Yes, that's what it is. It's Bruce Brown for as much money as the Knicks gave Jalen Brunson. So, hey, raise my hand. Is Brunson still overpaid? I'm just asking for a friend. Is he still overpaid at $25 million? Oh, no, he's not.
But, you know, go back. Just take that for a second. Remember, we talked about that and laughed. It's like, what's the market price of a good point guard? Right, I mean, look at some of the contracts that got doled out this year. And then all of a sudden, Jalen Brunson looks like he was a bargain basement steal. And he was already a good player.
Yes, he was.
When Mark Cuban never got another shot because the deck was stacked against him.
But this is the time now for Lillard, because he's a guy that can flip it. And now Chris Haynes of Yahoo is reporting the teams that have reached out to the Blazers for Lillard are the Celtics and the Pelicans and the Clippers and the T-Wolves. Those are your
And you already
teams.
Had Brooklyn in
right?
in
And you
there
had Brooklyn,
well.
Yes.
Brooklyn and Miami.
And so and Miami being his preferred destination.
Right.
So now this is the key, and this is what no one's talking about when it comes to Lillard. Yes, he can flip and turn a team. He can turn the Heat into an absolute title favorite in the East. Absolutely. 100%. Are the Blazers really going to trade him there? I mean, just think about it just for a second. I know that Lillard has meant a lot to the Blazers organization, but he finally comes out and says he wants a trade. And thankfully, Lillard did it after every year of, you know, Lillard might not be happy and behind closed doors, he may want out. Oh, no, he stays. I'm so glad he finally stepped up and said, hey, I want out, because I was done with this merry-go-round every single offseason with Damian Lillard. It was, oh, maybe he wants out, but oh, he stays, so it might not be that bad. Oh, he stays, might want out again. Oh, but he stays again. It might not be that bad. No, I'm glad he finally said, I want out. And you know he's upset about it, because he's going back at trolls on Twitter who are saying, you've ruined everything. You've ruined the team. Yeah, you know what? So I know he didn't want to do it. But I'm glad he did. I'm glad he finally stepped up and said, I want out. And now he's going to get traded. But really, where are the Blazers going to trade him? Of those four teams, are they going to trade him with the Celtics or the Heat? Or are they going to trade him with the Timberwolves or the Pelicans? They're going to trade him to the T-Wolves or the Pelicans. Because, number one, they're going to want a good young player at least to be the centerpiece of a deal. Like, they're not going to take the Celtics' offer of, well, we got Brogdon, we got some first-round picks. No, we're not just taking a bunch of trash. It's not a fantasy trade where I'm a weak owner in a fantasy league and you could just get my star player for a bunch of stuff. No, they're going to want to trade him where they can get a really good young player back. And short of the Celtics, including Jaylen Brown, which is probably not going to happen for a couple of reasons. He's got the extension coming up he's got to sign. And plus, they're not going to do him a favor. They're not going to say, oh, you want to go to the Heat? Yes, whatever we can. We will hand deliver you to the Miami Heat. We're going to put you on a private plane with Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley, and you can do the deal there. It's going to be no, they're going to send him someplace where it's, okay, you want out? You don't want to be part of what we have going on here? You waited for us to sign Jeremy Grant for $160 million, then you told us you want out? Okay, guess what? You're going to Minnesota, or you're going to Detroit. Good luck. You and Cade Cunningham, make it work with the Pistons. That's what nobody's talking about, because that's more likely where Damian Lillard's going to get dumped. It's great to have all these fantasies about all these big teams, but are one of these big teams really going to part with what they need? They need the big players if they're going to be contenders. They can't part with what they want. The Blazers are going to take that offer. That's really good young player that they can pair with Scoot Henderson, and they're going to go forward there. That's the trade that's going to happen.
Well, I would say this just really quick is, you know, you're trying to facilitate things. There's been rumors And Haynes talking about this going into the weekend that you might need a third team. There were other reports saying, hey, maybe when it's all done, we've got a four-way trade that has to go down to make the money and players and get everybody satisfied. I would say this, when it comes to the Pelicans and T-Wolves, you're going to trade Dame Lillard to the team, one of the teams that you're going to end up fighting to crawl through the Western Conference. That would be my only reticence to think that those are the destinations. And he's a guy that gave you 11 years. While you want to do the best for yourself, and that's the hour we're talking, I'm sure you also kind of want to do right by your guy too, because you need that reputational thing going on in your organization that you treat players right. Otherwise, you truly become Siberia.
Enjoy the Pistons. Enjoy the
Hey, man, I like their roster. What are you doing?
I buy my Pistons gear now. Oh, when I go back to Detroit on vacation.
That's where you vacation.
I know. They'll love me in Detroit now. I say, oh, we're going to go get Dame Lillard.
You vacation to Detroit and eat White Castle. No one loves you up there.
Yeah, no, White Castle's.
That's not a Detroit. That's not
and
a
Detroit. And muskrat
food.
Dinners.
Yeah. No. Muskrat dinners second. Oh. White Castle.
Go
first.
Get a Coney Island. What is wrong with you?
The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Well, coming up next, where could Damian Lillard end up? We got Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1, NBA insider stopping by. Nobody better to talk about what we've seen in free agency and what we are still going to see unfold with Lillard, Harden, any big trades on the way. Keep it right here. That's next. Jason and Mike in for Dan and the Danettes. This is Fox Sports Radio. When's the last time you looked at your tires? No, I mean a really close inspection. Worn-out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. They take longer to stop, not to mention they decrease your vehicle's fuel economy. To check, grab a quarter, stick it in the tread. If you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Head over to TireRack.com and use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. You'll get free road hazard protection for 2 years, and mobile tire installation is available in many areas. That's where they bring the tires to you at home or work and install them on site. Ultra convenient. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their BF Goodrich test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric, the feeling is all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Well, we've seen a lot in free agency so far, and we have a lot that we're going to see. Joining us now on the hotline, nobody better to break it down, Fox Sports 1 analyst. Check out his On the Ball podcast. In fact, his most recent On the Ball podcast, it is an hour and a half on how the Knicks, after signing Dante DiVincenzo, are now going to win the NBA championship. Rick Bucher, please explain in detail with that for me, please.
Wait a minute, did you say the NCAA tournament? Or did you say because I would go with the former, having proved that with that trio of Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo. But
they'll win the Big East this year. The Knicks will win the Big
Three.
The other one, unless you're adding James Harden, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, okay. There it is.
Stop.
My guy, Rick Bucher at Stop. Rick Bucher. Let's go.
Stop putting that in the universe, okay? Stop putting James Harden to the Knicks out in the universe.
Oh,
stop
come
doing that.
On, come on. Knicks fans are riding a little too high. We have to add a little pain and torture to the. And adding James would certainly do that. All that, oh God, it's you know, the what creates a tornado is cold air and hot air meeting, right? And that would essentially be what you would have with all that good vibes from Dante and Jalen and Josh and that great chemistry. And then here comes James coming the other direction. You'd tornado, hurricane, whatever. It would be some sort of natural disaster, and I'm here for it.
Oh, I got to send you a bottle of your favorite now. That's the best. Thanks, Rick.
He's a meteorologist now, Rick. Is that
well,
we
and he tormented
fronts.
You.
Yeah, high pressure fronts. Sure.
Yeah, I do what I can.
All right. So with James Harden, how does this end up? Like, we've heard reports that it may take all summer. What happens with him?
Look, generally, invariably, players get what they want. So if he's looking to go to the L.A. Clippers, and the L.A. Clippers are looking to, much like the Golden State Warriors, those are the two teams that had the highest payrolls in the league last year. We have a new collective bargaining agreement coming in that's going to be incredibly punitive, not just financially, but just in terms of being able to build your team. It limits all of your exemptions and ability to sign players. I would not be surprised, and I probably if I was betting, I would bet that he winds up with the Clippers. You know, it's going to be a matter of what is going the other direction. But that's another team that could talk itself into trying it out for a year with Harden, and then seeing where it goes. And he wants to go back. You know, what troubles me is he wants to go back there because that's where he's from, and there or Houston, until Houston kind of said no thank you. And that always concerns me when a player is more interested in lifestyle than what the capability is of that team in playing for a championship and how he fits in it. So I don't put Damian Lillard going to Miami in that category, although people have a great impression of Miami being the place, you know, the South Beach and all that. And I'll never forget Brian Grant, the former Blazers power forward, played for the Miami Heat. When he went down there and met with Pat, Pat gave a tour of the arena, and there's windows that look out on South Beach from the arena. And they stopped and they admired the view, and Pat said, yeah, you're not going to be spending too much time there. that's the way they operate. And if you think, like, well, players can, you know, they go wherever they want. Now, Pat Riley has Miami dialed. If you're showing up in the wrong places, he's going to know about it, and you're going to pay for it.
Brian Grant, one of my favorites to watch, no question about it. But you mentioned Portland. Dame Lillard is now asked out. One, did he help get that bag for Jeremy Grant as a thank you before asking out? And the other, does he get to his desired destination of the Miami Heat?
Yeah, to answer the first question, yes. No doubt that Jeremy got paid because the Portland Trailblazers knew it was a prerequisite to having any chance of keeping Damian. But there was also, hey, I want you to add Draymond Green. And not only did they not add Draymond Green, but they didn't add any replica of Draymond Green. So I think on some level, Damian might have known how difficult it was going to be to build a championship team this summer for the Portland Trail Blazers, especially after they didn't trade the number three pick. And I'm not all that upset with the Blazers in doing what they did, but there's a lot of posturing going on. Look, this is the perfect time for them to pivot. As much as I think that the Miami Heat could use Lillard, he is about to turn 33 years old. He's going to get paid $50 million each of the next 2 years, close to, I think, average of. And then he's getting paid darn near $60 million the 2 years after that. And so if there was a time for the Blazers to pivot and rebuild, this was it. And so I'm not mad at him leaving. And I'm not mad at the Blazers for using that number three pick on Scoot Henderson. But whether they're admitting it publicly or not, this is something that needed to happen on both ends. And again, other than Donovan Mitchell not getting to New York, invariably players end up getting where they want to go. And I would fully expect that at some point we're going to get an announcement this summer that Damian Lillard is part of the Miami Heat.
Rick Bucher with us here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan in the Den. That's today. All right, so last week we had part one of our Lakers conversation. You said, hey,
yep,
I like what they've done so far. You know, they signed 47 new players, and they brought in Gabe Vincent. But you said, I have to wait until I see what happens with Austin Reeves to give the final talk on this. So Austin Reeves is back, 4 years, $56 million. Where are you with what the Lakers have done?
They've done as well as you possibly could. I'm impressed, especially the number that they got for Austin Reeves. $13 million per, when people were talking it could go up as much as 20. $13 million is a good number for him. Here's my question, and because I was surprised that it was $13 million. I was surprised that no one put an offer sheet out there. Now, some of it was the Lakers made it clear that they were going to match anything, but you could still put a number out there that is going to make it a little more painful for them to get. If you were willing for the Lakers to blink and say, no, we're willing to pay Austin Reeves 18, 19, 20 million. And I haven't talked to people around the league, but just kind of looking at his game, the one question that I have is, how much better is he going to get? He was a revelation last year, and he's a very good player, and I expect that he would continue to be a good player. But he got to the free throw line last year more than Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, and Darius Garland. Now, is he going to be able to continue to either fool defenders or referees in being able to do that? And it's a big part of his game and his cleverness. The other part that I, now looking at the supporting cast, which I think is although size-wise, there's still a question in terms of matching up with the Denver Nuggets and any team that has any size at center, is now all the pressure is on LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Now, can they, as a duo, if you're looking at the best two players on each team contending in the West, can they be better than Jokic and Murray? Can they be better than Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr.? Can they be better than Steph Curry and whichever other Warrior you want to put as their second best player, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, whatever? That is going to be now. That's the next thing. So, whereas previously it was all about Rob Pelinka and it was about the supporting cast, now it's going to be, can Anthony Davis and LeBron James deliver? And we shall see. It was last year again was a surprise in that they were as healthy as they were. And still you could make the case that LeBron kind of ran out of gas in the postseason. But that's where the pressure is now going to be on the Lakers. They have enough around them that star duo is going to have to take them there.
Rick, as we get ready for the hardened front moving eastbound towards New York, I want to see a whole weather thing when you're on Speak on FS1 going there, or the Damian Lillard eventually getting dealt. Do we have any other potential for big-time trades and photoshopping guys into new uniforms?
I really don't. At this point, I don't think so. I don't. I mean, I think the dust has pretty much settled. Other than, and you're being a little bit greedy here. I mean, we still have James Harden and Damian Lillard hanging out there to entertain us for who knows how long this summer. And you're like, yeah, but you know, what about Paul George?
I want more.
Can't you give me another, like, someone? Yeah, I'm sorry. I think that's probably it. Now that Dylan Brooks has found a home, we don't have that third guy to be bandied about. I say that jokingly. Good on Dylan Brooks that he got paid.
$80 million. How about that?
I mean, between him and Fred VanVleet, that is, to me, wow. And you have all those young stars in Houston. I'm fascinated to see how that works. And I mean, Fred is getting paid on a level with like Steph and Anthony Davis, and good on him for getting that bag. But man, dude's never been an all-star and he's getting paid like the absolute top of the league for the next 3 years. That there's a price to pay on the flip side of that, which is everybody expects you to play up to your contract. And man, that's going to be challenging for Fred with that Houston team.
Is that your biggest head scratcher so far in free agency?
There's no question about it. That was a lot. Look, Houston needed a point guard without question, but that is a lot of money. Good on Rich Paul. You know, that deal, I'm still intrigued who they were negotiating, what other options Fred had that prompted Houston to spend as much as they did.
So now that all the dollars are spent, whatever, what's the next column? What's the next podcast? Head scratchers, best moves, Lakers in 20, or how much you're going to gluttonize over the holiday weekend?
Actually, dude, you know how it is. I'm working this week, bro.
Oh yeah,
I've got no time for gluttony. We're about to hit the summer league, and
yeah, Lakers and Heat play at 3 o'clock today. Rick, you got to get out there for the game.
yeah. And I'm curious to see like the hoopla around some of these guys, particularly Wembanyama. Like, we've set the bar so high for that kid, and I think San Antonio to try to do everything they can to lower it and lower expectations this year. But between two things, between Scoot Henderson, and less Wembanyama, but Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller, all the excitement over some of the American players, and the fact that we just got our our clocks cleaned by Turkey in international basketball with what category it is in. But we got beat going away by Turkey. We've talked about this before, about the rest of the world not only catching up, but playing us even and passing us in some ways because of who we're seeing compete for MVP and winning championships in the NBA. Like, there's a bigger story there in terms of where our American talent is and where our understanding of the game is compared to the globally other teams. And so, who knows? That's kind of deep. I don't know if I'm ready to take a deep dive, but that will be appearing in the podcast very soon as well.
Along with your definition of a tornado, with the hot air meeting the cold air. And James Harden.
The beard. The beard in Madison Square Garden. Or actually, the beard not in Madison Square Garden, because availability is always an issue. The beard on the sideline.
Suit up.
All right. And make sure Knicks is Big East favorites this year. All right? I they should be able to win it.
You know who the next coach is going to be. Former
Jay Wright.
Jay Wright. Jay Wright sits around the corner.
He's just hanging outside of Madison Square Garden. Tom Thibodeau was going, "What's going on? No, I'm just here to say hi. Just here to say hi to some guys. Don't worry about it. No, everything is fine. Don't worry."
Exactly. Jim Dolan walks in with Jay Wright, and Tibbs is like, "Wait a minute, what?"
Take it easy, Rick. Happy 4th of July, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Same to you guys.
Thanks, buddy. He's the best.
It's funny. You know, he talks about Wembanyama, and obviously there's going to be a lot of it. Look, Summer League begins today, right? You know, Lakers, they play at 3 o'clock.
Well, no, but that was the joke, right? Yeah, it slows down now, right?
No, not really.
No,
we get – because it's kind of like the NBA with Summer League has kind of become a bigger version of the NFL's mini camps where, hey, we get the draft, and then we think, okay, we're going away until camp. But no, we get mini camp as that last little bit, and then they go away for a month and they come back. And that's kind of where it is with the NBA now, where we finish, we have free agency, oh, then we get Summer League, and then they go away for
you
a
while. You get that
come
teaser,
back.
Baby.
Yeah, you get a little bit. That's
you get
fine.
You get to feed the Jones to see the guy in the new uniform. I was going to say, with Wembanyama, they should do everything they can. Have him go play a couple of minutes and start running around like he's Philip Seymour Hoffman. Rain Man! So you get a really bad 5 minutes of play, so everybody gets their poison and vitriol out, and then you keep working him behind the scenes with Duncan and everybody to get him ready.
See, the thing I'm wondering with Wembanyama is this, is if you remember, I mean, look, you're a Bulls fan. You remember when Jordan got hurt and he broke his foot early in his career. And when he came back, it was a case of where the Bulls said, you are cleared to play 6 minutes and a half, and that's it. And he played like 6 minutes and a half, and then he came out like, and they would call timeouts to get him out of the game.
Yeah, ramp up a bit, sit him down, yep.
We're not messing
take
around.
Take a foul.
And then after a week, it was, okay, next week, 7 minutes he can play and a half. And then 7.5 minutes and 8 minutes. They weren't going to do that to him, right? 7-minute abs, 6-minute abs. And that's how they did it, because they weren't going to mess around with Jordan because of the asset they knew he was. With Wembanyama being 7'3 and a half and weighing 215 pounds, which would put him on the lighter side of NBA players already, I wonder if the best thing for the Spurs isn't to say, listen, this is how we're going to manage expectations. He is going to play 20 minutes a game for the beginning. That's it. 20 minutes. You're going to play 10 minutes in the first half, 10 minutes in the second half, and that's it. We're not going to have him turn into Greg Oden, have him turn into a player where we worry about his body, or Zion Williamson. He needs to ramp up into the rigors of the NBA. So he is on a strict minutes restriction because we're about the future. Fans would say yes. We'd love this, yes. Oh, yes. Don't mess around. Get him, because they know they're not going to win the title this year. But just having Wembanyama is exciting enough for a little while. And I wonder if that's not the best way to go, to say these are the minutes you're going to play as your body gets used to the pounding, so you don't wind up getting hurt and the soft tissue issues happen, and we can't stay on the floor. You need to build up your body and build up your endurance so you can play. So here's a very strict minutes restriction we're going to have for basically the entirety of your first year in the NBA.
Yeah, games limits, minutes restriction, all of those things. Look, Summer League is just like a giant teaser trailer, right? We're not getting the full movie for a few months. But here's a little bit to whet your appetite, to give the blogosphere and the retooled Twitterverse an opportunity to salivate and wonder and ponder what might be in a changing face and a new guy to put up on the billboards of the NBA. I mean, it's brilliant, right? I mean, it's brilliant marketing, brilliant strategy. We'll see what Popovich does with it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. We got another big story out of the NBA coming your way next. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You think I could get one day away from Tears for Fears? You think I could? You think I could?
You know, they showed up every show with this. Yeah, they showed up in my timeline yesterday. Even with everything else going on in Twitter, it was a, hey, here's the love from the Garden, where maybe they'll be there to welcome James Harden.
Played too much Tears for Fears on the show at night, and now I can't escape it. I thought I'd get one day without tears. Nope. Tears for Fears. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. One of the big moves in free agency that happened this weekend. It was a really big deal. It happened late Saturday night. Domantas Sabonis kind of gets paid.
Yeah.
5 years, $217 million extension from the Kings. In a free agency this year where teams have kind of stayed the same, right? I said, you know, nobody has made that big move. Lillard is the one guy that can take a team from, hey, we're a contender, to a title contender, or an already a title contender to a title favorite. I got news for you. The Kings are going to the finals this
season. Look at you.
The Kings are going to the finals.
You have now doomed them.
Yeah, they're going to win 15 games, and suddenly it's, look at us, we're in the lottery.
We were rising. We had all these young guys. What the hell happened?
You look at the Western Conference, and the Nuggets are the champs. Likely they'll get a bounce because everything went right for them this year. Jamal Murray was healthy. Jokic was healthy. Everything was right. They'll get a little bit of a bounce. I still think they're going to, in the next 5 years, they'll make two more finals and win at least one of them. But they're going to get a bit of a bounce this year because everything went their way. They beat a lot of lower seeds on the way to the NBA Finals. Things went their way, so they'll get a little bit of moving back to the mean. All the other teams in the West have issues, right? You think Memphis is all set. Well, now we have Marcus Smart and Derrick Rose to show the way to Ja Morant, but who knows? The guy's missing the first 25 games. You don't know how long he's even able to stay on the court. The Lakers made a bunch of moves, but they basically stayed the same. I like what they did, but they've stayed the same. The Warriors got older. All the other teams kind of have issues. The Kings are young. They got the best offense in the league. They made a couple of moves. You know, trade for Chris Duarte, which is a pretty nice move. They got a lot of guards on this team. They have a big move in them coming where they're going to address what they need. I thought Kuzma would have been a perfect fit for them in Sacramento. He's what they need. They need a guy on the wing that can defend a little bit. But they are young. They are terrific. They returned to the playoffs last year. Yeah, they fell victim a little bit to, hey, we haven't been here in a while. The Warriors, we've been here every year. It could have gone their way. It didn't. But I'm telling you, the Kings are so talented. They're deep. They're going to the NBA Finals this year. We'll be talking about Mike Brown coaching in the NBA Finals again. Oh, it's been a long time since Cleveland, Mike and LeBron James. What's different for your career now? Give me the Kings in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, they did make the decision to bring back Harrison Barnes. With a little bit of shuffling, that money could have been spent to bring in Kuzma at the same rate, or you could have come over the top a little bit. So that's one that a move that might have gone elsewhere in their free agent shopping, as much as you wanted to keep some of this core together. But who's to say that everything goes right for them this year? I mean, if we're going to play that game, right, everything went right for them, everything went right for the Nuggets. Both could have exactly what the rest of the Western Conference had happen in 2022-23 happened to them. And they're young, so you're not looking for the injury bugs or whatever else. But, you know, it all went right for Coach Mike Brown, and the road opened up. I'm excited to see it. I love the core that they have there, and I'd be hard-pressed to try to elevate someone beyond the Nuggets, beyond the Kings. I'll give you that.
Well, everything went right till they got to the playoffs and had to play the Warriors. This is where
they lost to a team that, well, I mean, you've thrown into the trash can after they excised the guy that they decided and they pinpointed in group thought as the veteran think tank, and Mike Dunleavy Jr. taking over with Steve Kerr to say, hey, Jordan Poole was the problem. From a money standpoint, you know, as Rick Bucher explain.
All they did was get older. All they did, and you could have gotten more for Jordan Poole than you got a 38-year-old Chris Paul, and you traded away a first and a second round pick. I mean, Jordan Poole, okay, if he's a problem in Golden State, I get it, but he's got some value around the league a little bit more than you having to say, here's a guy and a couple of picks, and now, we're getting a 38-year-old Chris
Paul.
Yeah,
but you're forgetting, you know, part of this and what makes some of these trades and moves great is that they provide great content for us. Chris Paul becoming a member of the Warriors is great for us. So I am not going to let you denigrate his career and his aptitude at age 38.
He's a 38. Yes, you're looking at the back of his basketball card.
He doesn't have to play 30 minutes a night.
When's he going to have to play? When they get to the playoffs? Suddenly it's going to be, hey,
put
Chris,
him in
we
bubble
need you now.
Wrap. Let's
dude,
go.
I'm done. That's what happens to him in every year. He plays well until he can't play well anymore because he's too tired and he's got too much tread on his tires.
Frostberg's got something happen. For you.
That's what's going to happen.
Why don't you worry about James Harden to the Knicks, okay?
James, stop. That's not – stop.
Save
just
your
stop.
Twitter flow. Don't get on Twitter till it happens. You need all the room possible.
That's not – you know what? –
It's if science. That, it's happening.
It's not science. It's not happening. Harden to the Clippers, yes. Harden to the Knicks, no. No, not going to. It's not. And I really am upset that you guys keep trying to put that out in the universe.
It's out
and upsetting
there.
Me. It's not. It's, no, it's not. It's not.
Hey,
out.
It's good
it's
for the game.
Keep saying
and
it.
It's good for science. That's a weather pattern we can get behind.
It's been a pretty big last half hour with science, I'll tell you. It's been something. For Mike, I'm Jason. Happy 4th of July. Colin Cowherd's up next, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.